Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for real talk.
That's right. This is the quickest hour on the internet where we have real talk. For those y'all who don't know, I am Miss V, and I've got my co-host, Greg, out of OKC. What's up, Greg?
Hello, Miss V. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I have just resided and accepted that being a Lions fan is like having a shitty ass boyfriend. They're gonna always let you down. You know. You hope that they'll change. You keep saying, but I know he gonna change. It just ain't as bad as y'all think. And he just don't. So
That's all I gotta say about my Lions.
That's the bad. They're my bad boyfriend.
Well, I mean, you look at it as men, and men look at it as women. You know, how is a woman gonna change? She's not. How is a man gonna change? He's not. So, it's got to be common ground between the two to move forward.
Yeah, but I pay for this damn shit, so. You know, when you're in a relationship, you can walk away eventually. And you be like, damn, you know, that was a fucked up time I had, but I walked away. You know, it's a little bit harder to. And you can relate to this. It's a little bit harder to walk away from your sports team. You know.
Yes.
And for everybody, I know people say, y'all talking about it's like a relationship. It is a relationship. It's just that this is a relationship that's hard to walk away from. I'm like a bad relationship with a person. A bad relationship with your sports team is a whole lot harder to walk away from.
Because. Yes.
You just know eventually they're going to get better. You know they have to. You know, because at least with a bad boyfriend, you do get new players and coaches. You know. You know, with bad boyfriends, you don't get to swap in like a new coach and a new quarterback and a new running back. You don't get to switch all that shit up. You know, you just kind of hope they change. But with the team, you know, as people age and they get old and new people come in, you know, you're like, it's kind of changed.
Yep.
So my bad boyfriend let me down today. But I do want to talk about something that's really serious. I'm going to get into something that's serious to me. And I'm going to open up the chat room because just in case anybody in the chat want to chime in, let's see, is it going to open? And the chat room, okay, the chat room did open. For anybody who's listening, you can always log into the chat room. We still accept people calling in at 646-716-8041. I know I've been forgetting to say it, just press 1 to talk, and we'll let you into the conversation. We go real quick, so it's an hour, so, you know, if you're long-winded, we're going to start cutting folks off for long-winded. Because, you know, we can't be talking about hard dicks for an hour and shit. You know, we have other conversations that are going on. We try to give everybody equal speaking time. And if you come on here to, like, bash one party or another, the only person who bashes a party is me, and I try not to. I try to give everybody equal grounding on that. That's just, I'm being honest. But The one thing I do bash is COVID-19 and ignorance and stupidity. And I say that because I had to have a email conversation with an individual, and I have a day job outside of this. And I won't say where I work, but I do have, in my position, I am in charge of employee safety. And we're all pretty much working from home in my job. So there's really no reason for us to go into the office. But with that, I have a major problem. You know, when people go in and they lie about why they go in or don't tell the whole truth. But regardless, they're going into the office. For one, going into the office has to be a necessity. Necessity would be computer problems. Our IT guys work in a number of different places, so I probably would never go into my office just because it's not convenient for me to go to my office when I have an IT guy that's less than 10 minutes from me. And I'm one of those people who's blessed to be able to say that I have an IT guy closer to me that I can get my stuff to. But when you're saying that you're going in to help other people in other states, okay, that ain't a good excuse. And where we work at, we get emails on the COVID outbreaks. So we're very much aware of where we work at, what's going on. Or if a person comes down with COVID, we're notified by, we have to be notified when a person, we don't have to know who the person is, but we have to be notified when a person has been diagnosed with COVID. So we get an email basically saying that a person had been diagnosed with COVID and what day and where they were located at within our building. Okay, we get that information. This person in an unrelated email talks about how they go in, and then replied to me with, and this was in a group email, basically saying because of their training in the military that they were prepared for this. Well, this individual got out the military in the fucking 1990s. I'm sorry, but I don't think anybody in the fucking 1990s was prepared for shit like this, okay? Second of all, where we work at is not the fucking military. Let me make that clear. We're not in the fucking military. So when you put shit like that in there, and basically you're being a fucking brown noser, thinking that if you fucking put your life on the line, that, hey, we're going to promote this person. Guess what? Nobody's going to, you know, we're looking at you, especially when you say you're a high-risk individual. People, COVID-19 don't care what color you are. They don't care what fucking political party you are a member of. They don't care how old you are. They don't care how young you are. They don't care if you think you fucking Superman with the goddamn F on your chest and the only damn thing that can kill you is kryptonite, because COVID don't understand that shit. Let's just get this shit clear. COVID does not understand. And everybody, or a lot of people, either know someone who has caught COVID or has passed away, or some cases, both. I had both my parents catch COVID, and a former coworker of mine passed away from COVID. So I take it very, very serious. And a number of coworkers currently that I work with have caught COVID. And I'm sure each and every person who has caught COVID thought they were doing the best they could to protect themselves. Let me tell you something. The only fucking protection is staying at home. I know we can't all stay at home and we can't be up in the house, but guess what? There are means and ways to minimize your exposure. They talk about contact tracing. You can't contact trace if you don't know where the fuck you've been and where other people have been around. I can tell you, when I leave my home, I have one place that I know I have to go for work. When I walk up in there, I'm wearing N95 masks. Other than that, I have the other mask on because I reserve my N95 mask for when I'm actually on the job, because I don't have a shitload supply of them, and, you know, you just can't grab an N95 and constantly use it. That's not the way those masks are made. They're not a reusable mask. So if you don't give a shit about yourself, how about you think about your family? And this individual I'm talking about has a wife and son at home. You can have COVID and pass on to your family and be asymptomatic, and your family get it. So while you're thinking all this shit about I'm immune or I know how to do this, really, let me tell you something. There's no amount of fucking training that has prepared anybody. We look on the news. Doctors have passed away from this. Nurses have passed away from this. Young people have passed away from this. Old people have passed away from this. Black people have passed away from this. White people have passed away from this. What the fuck don't people understand? This shit is real. And when you put your life on the line, especially when it comes down to employee safety, but yet when you don't want to do shit, the first thing you do is you put in a fucking email that you are a high-risk group for COVID. You can't have it both fucking ways. You can't say you're high-risk and you can't do certain things, but then you turn around and go and do other shit that's just as fucking risky, and you're high risk that has to do with work. It don't go both ways. And believe me, people, I'm high risk. I keep my ass in the house as much as possible. If I've got to go someplace, I can tell you every single place I've been. And I can tell you, I am that person who shops at fucking 6 in the morning. Or 5 in the morning, because I don't want to be around people in the grocery store. I still got to eat, so I got to go to the grocery store. But what I do is I go at times when I least, when I think there are less likely. If I go and it's a fucking parking lot full of fucking cars, guess what? I leave that motherfucking parking lot because I ain't trying to die. I have not been in a fucking shopping mall since they opened them back up. You know why? Because it ain't shit in the goddamn mall that I want. I like living. People, dead people can't argue. Dead people can't vote. Dead people can't do shit but be dead. I'm sorry, Greg. You got anything to say on the subject?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, COVID, I know we've had two people up there at work test positive, and the one tried to, you know, wear a mask and all that. Second person, that fucking bitch refused to wear a mask or anything, and it's like, okay, yep. I hate to say it, but I hate to see favoritism at work at any job. But favoritism is real. Favoritism is going to get people killed. How many has it killed so far being favoritism? No, you don't have to wear a mask. I'm sorry. Oh, it's hot. I don't care. Oh.
Oh, and that's the other thing. At our job, we are mandated to wear a mask. We don't have an option. If we cannot be like more than 6 feet away from a person, we have to wear a mask if we go into our workplace. I have not been into my office since February. I was going to say March, but I know it's February. And the way our office is set up, certain parts of our office don't have walls, which means it's an open setting, which means you should have your fucking mask on all the goddamn time if you're up in there and other people are up in there with you.
Correct.
Right now, I'm going to be honest. I have not been paying attention as much as I should to the scientists, but just because you're in an office by yourself, we don't know how long COVID actually stays in the air, to my knowledge, especially
Correct.
In an enclosed setting. Now, outside, it dissipates, but my understanding is if it's in an enclosed setting, it could still be in that air for 5-10 minutes.
Correct.
So you walk in, you don't have a mask on. you might not have COVID, but let's say that somebody who was there 10 minutes before you, they didn't have a mask on either. They left. You come into that area. Guess what? They had COVID. It's still in the air. You don't know what they done did or whatever. Now, guess what? You catching fucking COVID because you think it's safe. That's that bullshit. Let me tell y'all how I am, even in my home. And my daughter comes to my home every single week. And we pretty much contact trace all the time because I told her, if you fucking come down with it, you know I'm banning you from my home. And my daughter is a very antisocial person. She's not that person who has to be out there. Naturally, I think as some people get older, I won't say all because we know fucking 50-year-old people who think that they still need to be partying like they're 20. But
yep.
As my daughter has gotten older, she just does not like being around people. So she's content with being at home. I mean, give her a fucking bookcase full of books. Let her do her job and she's working from home. She's going to get gas. She's going to get food. But she's not trying to socialize. I mean, the extent she does, and she goes limited places, and most of the time she has her dog with her. So she's real limited because her dog is fucking 70 pounds, okay? She ain't got no little bitty bitch-ass dog. She's got a real dog. She's got a damn pit bull. And she does that so that if people even think about hopping in her car or whatever, most criminals don't fuck with dogs. I don't know if anybody ever realized that, but most criminals don't fuck with dogs. So
no.
Her dog is with her pretty much everywhere she goes, which means she's going very limited places because any place she goes, she's never in there more than 3 or 4 minutes. She just doesn't do that. And now she goes grocery shopping, she doesn't take him because she's in there longer. But quick stops, she does get, and literally she can tell you what day she leaves the house. Like, I know what days I leave my house and where I go. I do contactless pickup, people. I am one of those people who have fought using my credit cards. I have fought using my debit cards because I really don't. I'm a cash person. But guess what? With COVID, my ass been doing contactless pickup. I'm going in there. I'm putting my fucking damn debit card number in there. I'm ordering my shit, and I'm calling them when I get to the fucking store. Bring my shit out to my car. I'm not coming in. I'm avoiding going in as many stores as possible. If I order food, I'm doing the exact same thing. I'm trying to do as much, as least as possible dealing with people. So I can contact Tracy. Even when my daughter leaves my house and when she's at my house, I have Lysol, but I have that other one. And actually, it's better than Lysol. And a lot of people don't realize that. And I'm going to say this because all you people buying up Lysol in the store, I understand why. But I also want to let y'all know something that works just as good as Lysol. They don't talk about it, but it works just as good as Lysol. And it actually works better than Lysol, but a lot of times they don't talk about it other than on the commercials, and people say, oh, well, I don't need that. It's called Microban 24. And it actually works. If you ever read the can and read the ingredients, it's the same stuff as Lysol, except it smells better. But when you put it on a surface, it kills germs for 24 hours, and that is no lie. So, like, I have Lysol. I have Lysol wipes. I have all that shit. For one, I do a lot of stuff in my house. My house, as far as anything you touch, Lysol has hit it. I'm not playing those games. So if you can't find Lysol, but you can find the Microban 24, people get that. Don't think that you have to have strictly Lysol. Because I'm telling you, everybody don't have it. I found it today. I went to the store again, 7 o'clock in the damn morning, just so y'all know. They had a big sign up. Limit to Lysol products. This big sign. I look over, I see Microban 24. I was like, okay, well, I really didn't need no Lysol anyway, but let me grab a couple of cans of Microban 24 because it's hard to find it. But when I find it, yeah, it's more expensive. I mean, we're talking about $7 a can, but the shit works. If you ever read it and if you ever pay attention to the commercials, and they do have Microban 24 commercials, it really does stay on the surface 24 hours, and it's a germ killer. Now, since I don't have little rugrats running around with their little sunny nose and such and everything, I could do good. But when my daughter comes over, I spray shit down. One of my friends, she came over a few days ago. Listen, I sanitized my whole damn house after she left. And I know where she been, okay? I'm not playing with fucking COVID. I'm going to bring on Randy, but I just want people to know this shit ain't no joke. Oh, God. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, Greg.
How you doing, Randy?
I'm okay, but I'm a little upset my Ravens won the loss to the Steelers.
I thought they had won because they were up when I was looking. Well, for a minute. I didn't look long. I was already lost my own impression.
That's it. For a minute.
Yeah, they were winning. And they lost it. So it's only 1 week. So they got a couple more games to go. Now y'all are talking about COVID, right? I lost a high school, a person I went to high school, I think about 40 years ago. I lost that person to COVID. And one I went to high school with is suffering from COVID. So that goes to prove that it's no joke.
I agree.
Yeah, That goes to prove. I'm trying to stay away from it. I don't go around with crowds of people. I haven't done that in about almost 8 months. I put on my mask, make sure my mask is on when I go to the store, go for walks, and all that stuff. I try to stay 6 feet away, and I wash my hands and did the Lysol thing. Just spray everywhere, you know. I don't even go to church. I still don't even go to church.
I want to ask y'all this because y'all of that age group, remember the bottles of Lysol for the floors? It used to be a brown bottle. Has anybody been to find it? Because I have not seen it. They come on now. I don't even think they make that brown bottle no more. I think they done changed.
Nah.
I'm going to have to look on the website.
Nah, I've been to the supermarket. I've seen Lysol, but not in the brown bottle. Clear bottle,
no. No. Mostly yellow or white.
Yeah. No, not that brown bottle.
That's pretty much all I've seen.
Not that brown bottle. Not that bottle we used to have as kids.
No.
We were
kids. But y'all know the bottle I'm talking about. The one where your mama and daddy or whoever was cleaning the house, you smell that shit all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh yeah.
You knew the house. You knew when a person had cleaned their house with some Lysol because you'd be like, "Damn, somebody used Lysol." I'd be like, "Yep."
Yeah.
That's when Lysol was strong stuff. Strong Lysol. That's 24 hours. Yeah, hey, that's 24 hours right there. That's 24 hours. I'll smell that Lysol for 24 hours.
That's the Lysol I want.
They don't even have that no more.
That's the Lysol I want. I mean, no disrespect to this other Lysol, but that's the Lysol I want because, see, that Lysol, I just know growing up, then you smell that Lysol?
Forget about it.
It was killing some shit.
That was killing some shit. It was killing some nostrils in your nose. It was killing some stuff.
Yeah.
You can get high off shit.
I think I've done away with the Lysol that strong. I just go with bleach and water. I mean, they say to dilute the bleach, but it's like, fuck that, man. I'm going half and half.
I do use a lot of bleach. I have been going through bleach like nothing, but I was using bleach before this even happened.
But I was thinking, you know, since they're talking about how good Lysol is, I'm like, you know, I want that old fashioned Lysol. You know, I want that Lysol that was in that brown bottle.
Yeah.
Because that was the Lysol that was kicking ass. I mean, let's keep it real.
Yeah, if you're not immune to it,
you get
knock
that Lysol. You get that Lysol in the brown bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that'll knock you straight out. If I want Lysol, like, I can go to the hospital and do that shit.
Yeah.
I can go to the hospital and smell some Lysol. I mean, they have it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, but you can't
they
take
still make the
spray bottle home.
Okay, they said I had to go to the Lysol website. Y'all know me. I got to go get some real information.
Okay.
It's the concentrated. They got the brown bottle, the original one. It's the Lysol brand concentrate disinfectant original. Now, I don't know where the hell they're selling it at, but they said 1 12-ounce bottle makes 9 gallons of cleaning fluid. See, that's that shit that we need.
it'll kill anything, germs, flu, COVID, every little thing.
I might have to go to Amazon for that.
Because I don't think they sell it in stores. I don't think they sell it in stores. I mean, I don't think so. Or if you want to get close
but
to it, you can
should.
Buy the generic. But if you
want
to get close
I
to it,
I want the generic. I want the original Lysol. I want that damn Lysol that when you walk into a person's home, you know they done use Lysol. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my grandmother used to do that shit.
I'm telling you.
My mom and my grandma, two ladies that I know of that use it more often. When I go to my grandmother's house, first thing I smell, Lysol. When I go to my mom's house, first thing I smell, Lysol. Cause why? Cause she cleaned the shit out of the house.
I'm telling you, that's it. So all y'all folks don't know what we talking about. It's the Lysol concentrate. It's that shit that, like I said.
That's that smell. Yep, I remember. And you don't want me to tell you where I remember it from.
Okay, I don't.
Yeah.
It was back in my beer business days. And, yeah, no. Oh, God, no. Fuck no.
What other cleaning products works as well as Lysol as far as cleaning houses?
The bleach.
Or kitchen.
Restaurants,
bleach.
Bars, restaurants.
Yeah, bleach. I don't mean generic bleach either. I don't mean that.
No, I'm going to tell you the best bleach that's out there. Best bleach. Y'all going to think I'm crazy,
mm-hmm.
But the best bleach is at Dollar Tree.
What?
Yes.
Dollar Tree
like,
has bleach.
Oh, yeah, man.
Dollar Tree has the best bleach. I'm telling you, that is the best bleach. I got the bleach from Home Depot. And that shit will eat the enamel off the damn floor. So I don't want the bleach from Home Depot.
Must be strong stuff. Must be strong stuff then. Really?
It was
for
actually
real.
Too strong. But think about Home Depot sells more industrial type, and you don't want really industrial in your home. As much as you may think you do, you don't. Some things industrial you just don't want.
And that's the one I don't want.
I always thought Clorox is the best, better bleach.
That's just the brand, and
yeah,
actually bleach is bleach. But
yep,
the better bleach I found was at Dollar Tree. Clorox is just expensive.
Name brand.
Right. Yeah, Dollar Tree. Oh, and how many gallons do you get for a dollar? You get a big one, small one, big bottle, small bottle?
What is it, 90 gallons? Let me look at my bleach since you're an ass. I got some Dollar Tree bleach here. I got plenty of Dollar Tree bleach.
Will you collect them?
And for anybody but anybody listening to this show, see, we talk about everything. We keep it real. You know, we have real conversations. And when we have real conversations, we give you real information. See a question asked? I got to go to another part of my house. We'll give you some real answers. Okay.
Well, that's it.
And it's called Awesome Bleach. Awesome is like the bomb. Awesome, this is 96 ounces. So
yeah, that's a lot of bleach.
It's not a full gallon, but the name of it is called Awesome. And anybody know about Awesome? Remember when they used to show the Awesome commercials and now you can get Awesome in the store? Awesome will clean your fucking house. Awesome is the shit. You get the Awesome in the spray bottle, the yellow spray bottle. Well, it's a clear bottle that's yellow spray, and it's called the Awesome Spray.
Mm-hmm.
When I bought my house, and my mother had never used Awesome, and I told her to use the Awesome because the people, you know, some people like to, they just don't understand how to maintain or keep things clean or get them clean right. I gave her the Awesome. I said, here, just use this spray, Mom. Don't worry about it. She cleaned, and she's like, damn, let's put the damn enamel off the door. I was like, yeah, that's that Awesome. I was like, that shit ain't no joke. I love me some Awesome. And you get Awesome at Dollar General and Family Dollar. Dollar Tree carry also. As a matter of fact, all the stores call you carry Awesome, but it's like it costs more at the other stores. I go to Dollar Tree or Family Dollar to get my Awesome. But the bleach, Awesome got a lot of awesome shit. Awesome went from just being that shit that they were showing on TV to the bleach that they carry at Dollar Tree. That shit is a bomb. They actually even have their own disinfectant spray.
Right.
But yeah, it's 96 ounces, so it's not a full gallon, but shit. You get a full gallon anywhere. I mean, but 96 ounces is actually what you normally get in the grocery store. It looks like it's a gallon bottle, but it's not a gallon. I mean, and you figure for a dollar, okay, I grab 3 gallons, and I have a dog, so I'm constantly cleaning my house because I really don't believe in people walking into my home and smelling a dog. I think that's the worst thing when you have an animal. I don't care if it's a dog, a cat, or whatever. You walk into somebody's house and you smell it, then you know it's a fucking problem. Let's just keep it real. You don't ever want to walk into someone's home and it smell like their fucking pit. Because that's not a good smell. So I'm constantly making sure that I'm cleaning because of my dog. Now, you might come in here and smell some bacon. You might even smell fish. But you won't smell a dog, okay? We don't do dog smell in my home.
And it's Dollar Tree.
Hell, you might... You might even smell some fucking biscuits, okay?
when you go to the Dollar Tree store, I mean, I go to Dollar Tree in my area sometime. Not only do they sell dollar items, but they sell groceries at Dollar Tree.
Oh,
yeah.
Groceries.
Yeah.
For a buck.
Yeah.
For a dollar.
Yep. You can get a ribeye steak for a buck.
Yes. And the food at Dollar Tree is actually pretty good. If you don't have no money and you want to get a full meal, you could get you a full meal at Dollar Tree for $5.
Yep.
And have leftovers.
Cream, a gallon of milk, a gallon of orange juice, eggs.
Yes.
You name it, it's a buck.
Yes.
Instead of going to the supermarket.
And Dollar Tree did that. Dollar Tree started doing that a few years ago, and they did that because when we were going through the recession, give y'all a little history on it because I looked it up. When we were going through the recession in 2008, you know, them snooty folks who live in the suburbs really didn't want to admit they were going to Dollar Tree. So they made it where they could go to Dollar Tree and buy everything they need because, you know, they didn't want to put the Dollar Tree in their neighborhood because that just meant they was poor. So they don't want the Dollar Tree if they was driving other places. But because it was so convenient for them, they started putting everything there. And Dollar Tree realized that there was actually a need because even people who normally could afford with the other things, they just couldn't afford it. And now Dollar Tree even accepts food stamps, if I'm not mistaken. So they really made it where they can cater to a larger group of people and make it convenient. And, I mean, nobody's going to think you went and did your grocery shopping at Dollar Tree, okay? Let's just keep it real. So you can go save you some money if you're low on funds, especially if, and I'm saying for people who are middle class, because a dollar is a lot when you ain't got no money. But for the person who is working, but cannot get public assistance, but has to be able to feed their family on a low income, you know, if you can't get to Aldi's, you get the Dollar Tree. And that's one of those things that they start catering to. You know, they wanted to make sure that people could afford it, and they brought in food items. And I can tell you, I haven't bought a lot of food from there because I just don't. But when my job has had me travel and we've had to stay at a hotel like for a week or so where I wanted stuff, I'll grab a couple of things from Dollar Tree when I first get into a city because those are things I know that I'm not trying to take home with me. But something just quick, like maybe, you know, I'll get a case of water from there because you go to the grocery store, a case of water is going to cost $6 depending on where you go. Well, I'd give me a little six-pack for a dollar at Dollar Tree. I'm not beyond drinking that water, even though it had a little bit different taste than I like, but I would rather drink that than the faucet water when I go some places. So, yeah, Dollar Tree right. got everything, and I love Dollar Tree. I ain't going to lie. I mean, I'm not up in there all the time, but, like, even for my dog, for anybody who has an animal, it's better to feed your animal out of a metal bowl than a plastic bowl, just like it's better for us to eat out of metal and more regular things than plastics. Well, my dog eats out of a metal bowl. Well, they have the dog bowls for a dollar. Them damn bowls at PetSmart and all them other places cost $5 to $6. Same damn bowl that I get at Dollar Tree for a dollar. So I got his bowls from there. And he has 7 bowls, one for every day of the week. And that's because I still can't bend down the way I should. So my daughter comes once a week. That's another reason why she comes to get the bowls up, because if I'm bending too much, then I'm in pain. So we're not trying to have me in pain. But with that, dog bowls. When we were training my daughter's dog, we got the puppy pads from there because they were cheaper before we started going to Costco and get puppy pads. Just little things that you don't think about getting that you say, wow, I didn't realize they had these or that this was available there. What you do not want to buy is a phone charger from Dollar Tree. So people, just because they see them phone chargers are like a no-go. But flashlights, if you got a wrong property, get the batteries from Dollar Tree because your tenants will take out the good batteries. We know that from having tenants. My mom and dad used to put the really good Energizer batteries in there once every 6 months. They come back, them batteries gone, and then they were talking about the smoke detector going off. Because she didn't change them out. So what my mom started doing, she got rid of the good batteries. She went to Dollar Tree and started putting the batteries in. They ain't take them batteries out the smoke detector. Hell no. They didn't want them, but they wanted them Energizer batteries. So she quit putting the good batteries in there and started putting the cheap ones in because she was renting to Section 8 individuals. And then they would call and say, complain to Section 8, oh, well, they didn't do this. And come to find out, they didn't switch out the fucking batteries with the cheap ones. So you get the cheap ones off the bat, which lasts just as long. We ain't got to worry about you taking them out.
Also, Dollar General sells food too, but they don't sell it the same way at the same price as Dollar Tree.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Dollar General is more. And Dollar General, is it a family? I think Family Dollar.
Family
is it
Dollar.
A Family Dollar? No, but I was going to say, the same people that own Dollar Tree either own Family Dollar or it's Dollar General. It's one of them that also owns Dollar Tree. Can't remember, but Family Dollar and Dollar Tree.
I think it's Family Dollar that owns Dollar Tree because most of them went out of
business.
Closed down because the Dollar Tree went right next door or close by to a Dollar General. And trust me, I mean, Dollar Tree, hell, even the ribeye steaks for a buck a piece, you don't want to invite invite 10 people over and say, hey, I'm cooking up ribeye steaks for you guys all on me. And trust me, you grill that up, show them, they're going to laugh at you. But you can buy 5 of them and have one hell of a sandwich or fajitas for one person.
Yeah.
Shoot. And they
In my case, I live by myself. I can get a lot of good food for let's say $10 worth of food.
Yep.
I mean, some for breakfast, some for lunch, and some for dinner.
Yeah, and they sell cereal and they have canned food there. And the only time I tell people about the canned food, check the expiration. I haven't bought any canned food from there, but you want to check the expiration on the canned food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now I am going to say something about Family Dollar. Now I went to Family Dollar, I want to say about a month or so ago, because for everybody, stock up on your toilet paper and shit, because this can get crazy again. But we use Angel sauce, me and my daughter. So whenever I buy it, I buy enough for me and her. So basically, I'm buying for two houses. Well, I buy the Angel sauce. Now, I got like a 12-pack. Now, a 12-pack for one person should last a minute. My daughter goes through her 12-pack, and I go through mine. Now, in my mind, I'm like, damn, I went through this 12-pack for quick as hell. That's not the norm. My daughter starts talking to me. She said, Mom, she's like, I know you're going to be mad at me, but you know that toilet paper. I went through real quick. I was like, was that the one from Dollar Family Dollar? She's like, yeah. I was like, you know what? We won't be buying it from there no more. And it was actually way cheaper at Family Dollar than it was at the grocery store. And it didn't feel the same. So Family Dollar, I know that y'all getting a special deal, but Angel Soft, I know what Angel Soft feel like on my ass, okay? I've been using it for years. That ain't fucking Angel Soft. And I went through it too fucking quick. I'm one damn person. I should not have gone through toilet paper that damn quick. So I told my daughter I will no longer be cheap and get my damn Angel Soft from Family Dollar. I will go on and spend the money and get it from the grocery store like I normally do. Because that's a straight up bullshit.
Agreed.
So watch what you get. Now, the Angel Sauce at Dollar Tree, believe it or not, when they had it, was the real Angel Sauce. But that shit at Family Dollar, hell to the no. Hell to the fucking no.
What is that, generic? Was it generic?
No, they said it was Angel Sauce, but I want to say in like 2 weeks we went through it. It shouldn't take.
Nah.
That should have lasted longer than that. For one person in each house, and you're talking a 12-pack, 2 weeks? That's like the damn near roll of toilet paper a day. No. I thought it was me. When my daughter said the same thing about her, I was like, okay, that's that bullshit. I'm glad I only got 2 packs, one for her husband, one for my house, and that was what we used quick. Won't be buying no more damn Angel Sauce from Family Dollar. Not happening.
Oh, no.
So you have to watch what you buy at places. Like I said, the bleach at Dollar Tree is the bomb. As a matter of fact, most of the awesome products are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the Common and Ajax at Dollar Tree. And that's cheaper than getting it at the grocery store. So it's like some things, yeah. I don't go to the grocery store for my bleach. I go to Dollar Tree. Now, if I want something quick to eat, I will go to Dollar Tree. But like I said, because I do my shopping like once a month, I'm not going to Dollar Tree for do my month load of shopping. What was you going to say, Randy?
I mean, you can get anything. I mean, on Dollar Tree, you got cereal, grits, anything you want. When I first saw it, they redid a Dollar Tree. Well, it used to be a drugstore, then they closed it, then it still, like, expanded. And when I went in there for the first time, I was thinking, they sell food now? last I went to the Dollar Tree, they didn't sell food.
Oh.
They didn't sell food.
Speaking of Dollar Tree now, if you can find it, you can buy it. It is dry or not refrigerated milk.
Oh, the powdered milk?
It, buy it. Yes. If you can find
it,
buy
milk
it.
Drinker.
The shelf life is 10 times plus pasteurized. That you buy in the cooler at a grocery store.
You know why I don't drink powdered milk? Because
no,
they used to try
powdered.
To sell. No.
This is not powdered that they sell. It is in a container, wet.
In other words, it doesn't have to be refrigerated.
Correct.
Well,
if you can
find I know what you're talking about.
If you can find that at a Dollar Tree, buy it, because it is shelf-stable for a long time compared to milk that you get in the cooler at a grocery store.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like the Carnation?
Yeah.
It's not sweet, or it might be condensed, but it's not a – you can pour it in
the
container and pour it over cereal and same thing.
Because Carnation has one that's an instant, not that dry milk.
Right.
No, I never tried dry milk. I don't do dry milk. I never tried dry milk.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's
as
not
far
the same.
As dry
I've never tried it.
Yep,
I've had the powdered milk. And I did not like the powdered milk. But I'm looking at this and you're saying this dry milk is pasteurized also.
How can dry milk be pasteurized?
I think it goes through the same process and then it's dried. To get the powder form to where you mix it with water.
Okay, here are the ingredients for the dry milk. This is the Carnation brand.
Mm-hmm.
It says ingredients, non-fat milk, vitamin A, vitamin D3, contains milk ingredients, may contain soy and wheat. Okay, so they've got the ingredients in two different languages. So it's not just dairy milk, it's soy and wheat in it. So that's why.
Yeah.
And they said, the best way to have it is to make 1 quart, put 1 cup of dry milk in a quart container and add 4 cups of water. And they said to they said blend it well and let it sit in the fridge overnight before drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And that's probably be better for somebody like me. Like, I don't, since I don't drink a lot of milk, mm-hmm. that would probably be better for me. Because I'm always buying milk and then having to throw out what I don't use.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. When you guys, I mean, I'm sure, what did your mother ever tell you what type of milk you drink when you were a baby? Do you drink a pet milk or carnation milk? I mean, we're all in the same group, same age group.
Well, as a baby?
What your mom tells you? Mom told you at some point in time you drink milk when you were a baby. You like pet
my
milk?
I never asked my mother. I never asked my mother what I drank as a baby. I'm going to be honest. I can tell you that but my children didn't drink milk because I nursed. So I nursed my son until I got pregnant with my daughter. And then he went straight to the cup and he drank whole milk. And then my daughter, she drank whole milk. She never did drink anything. I mean, she went from nursing, and that's why she hates milk, because neither one of my children like milk, because children who nurse have a tendency to not like cow's milk. And that is just the honest to goodness truth. They are not fond of cow's milk. And
damn, I never heard
neither one of my children like cow milk.
Damn. Never heard of children that doesn't like milk. Who doesn't like milk?
I don't like milk. I mean, no. And my children don't like milk. And part of the reason why I don't like milk is because when I went overseas, and the milk that they sell to the military is kind of like a powdered milk that give it longer shelf life, but they put it into a gallon container, so they sell it by the gallon.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a complete different taste, and I hated it when I was there. So when I got back to the U.S. where I could actually have real cow's milk, I would drink it, but I had been 3 years of not drinking it, so I didn't like it. So now if I do drink milk, I don't drink it a lot. I'll take calcium and everything else to avoid that, because I'm not a big milk drinker. As a matter of fact, I don't drink anything outside of water and alcohol. I drink juice occasionally, but I'm not I drink water day in and day out. I drink alcohol. I'm drinking less now because of me watching all my calories. So I'm a big water drinker. I've never been a big soda drinker. I've never, ever been a big soda drinker. But I could drink water day in and day out. People literally think I've had people say, why are you being cheap? Because I will go to a restaurant, and if they don't have lemonade, I will say, just bring me a glass of water and lemons. First of all, it's the cheapest way to have lemonade, and you know exactly what you're getting, because they bring you fresh lemons. You squeeze into the water. You put the sugar in there, and you got your own lemonade, and you don't have to pay for it. I'm just being honest. And I've had people who know me say that I'm being cheap. I'm like, at least I know what's in my lemonade. They was like, you could have ordered one. I'm like, I don't know what they put in their lemonade. But if you bring me fresh lemons, I know how strong I'm going to get it, and I know I'm getting real lemonade at that point. True enough, I don't have to pay for it, so it seems like I'm being cheap. But when I'm watching what I'm eating, I have to do that, especially and a lot of times you'll see people do that. And at first when I used to see people doing that, I was like, ooh, that's strange. And then a person, somebody was like, no, if you're really watching your calories, you don't know what's in the soda and everything that they bring to you, especially when you're out at restaurants. And I used to go to a lot of business meetings. So in order to avoid me eating too many calories, or as they say, drinking calories, so I can have no clue about how many they are and messing up my whole damn diet, I get water and a couple of lemons. Call me cheap shit. You not in my pocket, and you definitely not in my waistline, okay? My clothes are not cheap. When I can't fit in them bitches, it's a problem. But I want everybody, for everybody who's listening, I got to get this in. Tuesday is election day. I don't give a shit who you vote for. I mean, I do, but I'm not going to tell you, because it's a right to vote. That's not a privilege. Every single person over the age of 18 who is a U.S. citizen has a right to vote in this country. I want you to go and vote. Let your voice be heard. If you don't like what's going on in your community, remember, this is not just about the President of the United States. This is about your individual communities. This is about the Congress and the Senate. You know, this is about your district attorneys. A lot of people talk about what happened in Kentucky. Guess what? Vote his ass out of office. That jackass who is the state attorney general, he needs to be voted out because he's a jackass. So let's keep that real. Go and vote. This is not about, you know, not. I get so tired of people saying it don't matter because they're going to do what they want to. Okay, guess what? I vote motherfuckers out all the time. You know, and all it takes sometimes is one vote, especially in smaller communities. You know, one vote does make a difference. Go let your voice be heard. And at least if you don't like who gets, see, I always tell people, if you don't vote, you can't complain. And this is my true feeling on this. I vote because even if I don't like who got in fucking office, guess what I get to say? I ain't vote for that motherfucker. You know, so when I'm complaining, but when people complain and then I say, did you vote? No, I ain't vote. So what the fuck are you complaining about? You made your choice by not voting. I get to complain because I voted. Shit, I put some people in office. Plain and simple, I voted for Kwame Kilpatrick. The biggest mistake I ever made in my fucking life was voting for him. But guess what? I voted for that motherfucker, and I live to regret it. But at least I voted. He showed me he shouldn't have gotten my vote, but I voted.
Well, that's the thing. If you are a U.S. citizen, come here as an immigrant, whatever, got your citizenship, and you praise this president or the next president or any president, you have no right to say anything if you're not registered to vote. So
if you were born here and you're not registered to vote, you can't say shit.
Exactly.
That's the way I feel.
Yep. If you're not registered, shut the fuck up. You ain't got a word or leg to stand on because you're not registered to vote. So don't even make comments. Period. Now, Miss
And that's
knows
the thing, like
I
said, it's not about who you vote for. It's about getting your voice heard. I mean,
exactly.
We're not going to always like who get in office. You know, also, and if somebody is different political party of you, don't get mad and try to, you know, you might try to convince them to sway them your way. There's nothing wrong with trying to sway the person to your side, okay? But this running people off the road and all this other bullshit, come on now, people. We better than that. There is no reason to try to intimidate somebody. You know, you can ask a question and say why. And say, well, let me tell you why you should. And you don't have to do it with a gun. Sometimes you could just bring up something that maybe that person hadn't even thought about. And you'd be like, damn, I didn't know that. And guess what? You just swayed somebody. And I'm not talking about listening to the candidates. I'm talking about talk about things that you know about. Talk about things that you could say, I know this person did this. Just plain and simple. That's how you persuade people to vote differently, not by trying to intimidate them.
Right.
But Tuesday is the election day. We've only got, because you know I always have to say this, we've got three more shows. Then we will be off after Thanksgiving, because remember, every year after Thanksgiving, we all let our littles and everything we done have Thanksgiving digest. I know it's COVID-19 and that we will all be, nobody's doing shit for Thanksgiving, but we're still going to take it off. We're still going to keep with it, because just because COVID-19 has shut a lot of shit down don't mean that it's going to shut us down. So we got three more weeks, and we'll be off for one Sunday. That's the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and then we'll be back for about 3 weeks, and then we'll be off for our 2 weeks for the holiday break. Everybody have a great, great night. Great night, great week. Get out and vote, everybody. It is your right to vote. Go let your voice be heard. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex.